It's a pasuk in Tehillim, the very famous pasuk that has to do with Rosh Hashanah. And basically my focus tonight is to try to explain some type of beer in that pasuk. The pasuk is in Kapitel Pei Aleph. It says, Tiku b'chodesh shofar, b'kesel liyom chagenu, ki chayk li Yisrael hu, mishpat le'lekei Yaakov. So I'm going to explain the pasuk the way Rashi and other Rishonim explain the pasuk on Tehillim. Tiku b'chodesh shofar means blow a shofar on Rosh Chodesh. B'kesa, Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah says the same thing as Rashi and Tehillim. B'kesa liyom chagenu means there's a set time. On that set time, yom mizumen, that set time, which is a yantif. So it's that special Rosh Chodesh. That's a Yantif, which obviously is Rosh Hashanah. That's the Rosh Chodesh. That's a Yantif. Ki chayk li Yisrael hu mishpat le'lekei Yaakov is the mishpat of Rosh Hashanah. So tiku b'chodesh shofar means to blow a shofar on Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Avches. Says a different drasha. The Gemara says, "How do you know that Rosh Hashanah is a day of din?" So the Gemara says, "Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel liyom chagenu." And the Gemara, the Gemara skips over the words "tiku b'chodesh shofar," doesn't darshan that, and rather it focuses on the words "b'kesel liyom chagenu," and it says, "Ezeu chag." Which yantif shachodesh miskase boy, that the month is covered. Kesa is like the word kisoy, which means covered. Which yantif is the month covered? Heviyayim rezeh Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah. The month is covered. What does that mean? So Rashi says that means that it's hard to see the moon. When we have L'mashal on Pesach, it's the 15th of the month. The moon is beautiful. It's big. But Rosh Hashanah, which is on the 1st of the month, just by the Chiddush HaLevana, it's hard to see the moon. Rashi says there are places, when it's a certain distance, you can't see the moon because it's so small. So it's Bakesa, the month is covered. And what's the yantif that happens when the month is covered? That's Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah happens when the moon is small. It's interesting that the Gemara ignores the beginning of the pasuk. The Gemara could have said, how do you know that the din is Rosh Hashanah? Because it says, Tiku b'chodesh shofar, blow shofar on Rosh Chodesh, b'kesel liyom chagenu, ki chayk li Yisrael hu mishpat le'lekei Yaakov. B'chodesh shofar, blow shofar on Rosh Chodesh. That's Rosh Hashanah. And I found today that the Pnei Yeshua asks the Kasha, and Aruch Lener also discusses this issue on the Gemara and Daf Ches. And both of them find reasons why it's necessary to say both Tiku b'chodesh shofar, you could look over there, and b'kesel liyom chagenu. Two indications, two signposts that tell me when that we're talking about Rosh Hashanah. But whatever the explanations are why the pasuk needed both, what I'd like to focus on is the fact that Seif Kol Seif, the pasuk describes two different ways that Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh. First of all, Tiku b'chodesh shofar. Second of all, b'kesel liyom chagenu. Two different ways that Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh. And if you think about it for a minute, it's not just two different ways. It's almost like one part of the pasuk is looking at the glass half full, and one part of the pasuk is looking at the glass half empty. Tiku b'chodesh shofar. Why is Rosh Chodesh called Rosh Chodesh? Because of the word chadash, new. Because there's a new moon. Tiku b'chodesh shofar is the day that the moon is renewed. B'kesel liyom chagenu, because the moon is so small, because it's renewed. So it's like both focusing on the fact that there's a new moon, one focusing on the fact that it's new, and the other focusing on the fact that it's so small. So what can we learn, and what's the meaning of those two ways of referring to Rosh Hashanah? The truth is, you see it already from the pasuk, but it comes out, it steers at us even clearer from the Medrash. The Medrash in Emor door and makes me play some. Rav Rachya Pasach, Tiku Bachoy de Shofar. So he asks, Rav Rachya asks, there are other months that have a Rosh Chodesh, and the moon is hidden, and there's a Yom Tov. Like Nisan. Nisan has a Rosh Chodesh, and the moon is hidden, and it has a Yom Tov in it. So he says, no. The idea is it has to be a Rosh Chodesh, not that there's a Yom Tov in it, in that month, but that the Rosh Chodesh itself is Yom Tov. That's the idea. What's a month that's hidden? V'yesh loichag, and it has a yontif. V'chagoy ben yoymoy, and the yontif is that day. That's only Rosh Hashanah. I'at amoytze yela b'chaydesh tishrei, b'chaydesh, v'eabel b'chaydesh tishrei. It seems to be, and you really see it from the pasuk already, but it just stands out more from the medrash, it seems to be some type of Inyan here, that Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. I always thought it works out that way because the first day of the year is also going to be the first day of a month. So it kind of works out that Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. But from the fact that the Pasuk describes that Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh, and the Medrash even goes through Barichas, not a month that has a Rosh Chodesh and it has a Yontif, but a month that the Yontif is on Rosh Chodesh. You have like that Arichas in the Medrash. It sounds like there's something about Rosh Chodesh that has to do with Rosh Hashanah. There's a reason that Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. It's not just that it happens to work out that the first day of the year and the first day of a month are the same. There's something about Rosh Hashanah that has to do with Rosh Chodesh. We know that... Thanks. That every Rosh Chodesh, there was a Sayer L'chaper. It was a carbon Sayer that was brought as a kapara. Who's it a kapara for? So, it's a famous Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Tes, and it's also, I think, Chulin Daf Samach. I think the Gemara says, I think it's Daf Samach. The Gemara says that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's carbon, Chatas. It's Hashem's carbon, Chatas. Because when Hashem made the moon smaller, the moon complained, and there's a whole Shakla Vitaria back and forth between the moon and Hashem. And finally Hashem, it seems in the Gemara, like Hashem kind of like throws up his hands and says, fine, bring me a kapara that I made the moon smaller. Havio alai kapara al shamiyatati es halavana. And hadohu dechsev is soyer lechaper. That's the soyer lechaper that we bring on Rosh Chodesh. Taisus in Rosh Hashanah, and of Chesam at Beis, and one of his pshatim of what Bakesa is, says B'Shem Rabbeinu Meshulam that on Rosh Hashanah we don't bring this carbon kapara for the Rabbeinu Shalom. We don't bring this carbon machatas. Then Taisus says we do bring it, but we're not mefarsim that we're bringing it. It's neskasa, that's what he learns in the word Bakesa. We do bring the carbon chatas, but we're not mefarsim. But either way, there seems to be something in Rosh Hashanah that this Sayer L'chaper that we bring every Rosh Chodesh we don't bring or we don't discuss. One of the two, depending on which part of Taisus you're in. What is it about Rosh Hashanah that puts Hashem off the hook from bringing a kapara? Geshmak to be learning this after Rosh Hashanah. Rabbeinu Meshulam, it's more in Taisus. Daf Tes Zayin is where Rosh Hashanah really starts, the Rosh Hashanah part of Rosh Hashanah. So you gave up, Alicia? Bottom of Tezayin Amud Aleph, it says, like saying what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'imru l'fonai b'Rosh Hashanah Malchi Yizichroinus v'Shoifers. Say on Rosh Hashanah Malchi Yizichroinus v'Shoifers, and that's what we do in Musaf. We have 10 psukim of Malchias, talking about Hashem's Malchus, Hashem's Hashem's kingdom, Hashem's rulership. 10 psukim of Zichroinus, of Hashem's ability to remember us, Latayv, to remember Yerushalayim, and so on, like there's different psukim brought there. And 10 psukim of Shofar is about the power of the Shofar. Malchiyos, say Malchiyos, Kedei Shetam Likhuni Aleichem, so that you should be mamlich me, should make me your king over you. Tam Likhuni Aleichem. Zichroinus, Kedei Sheyala Zichroinechem Lufanei L'Toyva. Say Zichroinus, so that your memory, your Zikaron, should rise up in front of me, L'Toyva. That I should remember you, L'Toyv. Ubameh, and with what? With what? B'Shofar, with the Shofar. Now, reading this Gemara simply, I would have said that it's going back on Zichroinus. How do you make that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Zoicher us L'Toyv? How do you make that Hashem will remember us, L'Toyv? With the Shofar. The Ritva says that that's not the case. The Ritva says that it's going back on both Malchius and Zichroinus. Ubameh b'Shofar, zok the Ritva, Iker ha-pirish, the right pirish is the akul hukoi. It's going on everything. Bameh roi lehamlichi. With what is it, Roy, that you should anoint me? And also that your Zikaron should come in front of me, that your good Zikaron should come in front of me, B'Shofar. So it comes out that the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah does a dual purpose, and it's something we're familiar with. It, at the same time, it's an Yechi HaMelech, when they said Yechi HaMelech, they used to blow Shofar, the Ritva brings Pesukim, when they anointed a king, it was like the trumpets when they're anointing a king. And Mitzad Echad was anointing a king, and at the same time it was also reminding HaKadosh Baruch Hu about our Zchusim, that we should have, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Zaycher us. We're not a kill two birds with one stone society, Yiddishkeit. If the one blow of the Shofar accomplishes Malchius and Zichroinus, there's got to be some relationship between them. Or else we would do one thing for Malchius and one thing for Zichroinus. What's the relationship here that the Shofar is just like it was convenient, with the push of one button, I get to take care of two things. What's the relationship here that by blowing the Shofar, I'm anointing Hashem, and also I'm arranging that my Zikaron should go in front of him? How's that work? And finally, and that's my last question, the end of the pasuk. Tiku,
isn't pasuk said that you're remembering those people, the others who were made a mach.
The other people who were mamlich.
Yeah.
Okay, it could be. Tiku b'chayit shayfer b'kesel liyam chageinu. Ki chaykli Yisrael, mishpat lelekei Yaakov. Now, being that we're learning Rosh Hashanah, I can say it from Rosh Hashanah, it's not necessary. But, just to point out, just one place where you see this, it's a pasha to thing. The Gemara says, Eimas avi chayk b'gmar din. When is it a chayk? It's a chayk in the end of the din. The mishpat is the beginning of the din. That's what the Gemara says. And the reason for that is it's Pashat Hebrew. Mishpat, the judgment of Mishpat, is when you have two sides, and you're being done which one to choose over two sides. That's Mishpat. Chayk is like a gzeira, a psak. There's no two sides anymore by a chayk. That's the psak, when there is only one side. So what are the two things that we're saying in the Pasuk? Ki chayk li Yisrael, Mishpat lelekei Yaakov. And if it means that Hashem starts with the Mishpat and ends with the Gemara Din, so then the Pasuk is out of order. We start off, Ki Chayk li Yisrael, the Gemara says Chayk is Gemara Din. Ki Chayk li Yisrael, Mishpat lelekei Yaakov. What are these two things? Chayk is one Chayk. Mishpat is that there's two sides. What are each of these things in relation to Rosh Hashanah? How are they a key Because of the beginning. Tikkun b'chay d'shayv b'kesel liyam chageinu ki chayk liyisrael mishpat leilake Yaakov. Sounds like there's a relationship between this whole Rosh Chodesh part of the pasuk and the chayk liyisrael mishpat leilake Yaakov. So we'll give it a shot. You find in different aspects of the world the idea that this world, this unbelievable world that we live in, was really for the Rabbanu Shalom Kaviyachal a step down. For Hashem it was a step down. For the ultimate purpose of being a Yeridashi Yitzarech Aliyah, that should ultimately be even more afterwards. You find this in different angles. I'll just point out one or two of the places where you find this idea that the world is really a step down for Hashem, but for the ultimate purpose of being even greater than before. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says, before the world was created, Hayahu Ushmai Echad, Hashem and His name were one. And that's what it says about Lasid Lavai also. Vayoyim Ahu Yiyah, Lasid Lavai is going to be Hashem Echad, Ushmai Echad. Hashem will be one, and His name will be one. So before the world was created, was Hu Ushmai Echad. And the end of the world is also Hashem Echad, Ushmai Echad. And what's in between those two? So there's a Gemara about that. And the Gemara says, it says, Vayoyim Ahu, on that day will be one Hashem. So the Gemara says, Atu Ha'idna Lav Hashem Echad. Now it's not one Hashem. So the Gemara says, Taka. There's a little bit less kaviyachal oneness of Hashem in this world than there'll be Lasid Lavai. In this world, the Gemara says, when there's good news, we make a Taiva Hametiv, and when there's bad news, we make a Dayin HaEmes. But Lasid Lavai, there'll just be a Taiva Hametiv. What does that mean? That means that in this world, Hashem has two ways that He relates with us. He has the Taiva HaMeitiv, the Chesed way, and He has the Dayan HaEmes, the Din way. It's two ways. But Lasid Lavai, there'll be only one way, Chesed. So it'll be more Hashem Echad Lasid Lavai when we'll realize that everything Hashem does is L'Taiv than there is now. Now it's not so clear that it's Hashem Echad, because we see two Hashem has like Kaviyachal, two different phases. He has the HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Din and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Chesed. That's a step down. So we have a Hashem Echad. Before the world was created, we had a Hashem Echad. And Hashem compromised on His Hashem Echad to have this world. And ultimately, He will return to be Hashem Echad. Why did Hashem make this compromise? For us. Because Hashem is a meitiv. Hashem wants to do good. And therefore He wanted to create us. A person was created to benefit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be meitiv to us. And the most shleimistic way, the best way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give us is not to give us something for nothing. That's not the way we want to receive something for nothing. We want to receive something in return for our own avodah, our own work. That's the purpose of our avodah Hashem, is that it should come from ourselves. And if we don't have schar, reward on one side, and einish, punishment on the other side, so we have nothing motivating us to be boicher b'tayv. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu established the world with this chesed and this din, this schar and this einish, and I choose the tzad ha-tayv and I get the schar. If I get the schar for doing ra also, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't taught me to earn my own schar. So for the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing the greatest chesed of all, which is creating a nivra that can choose to create its own, generate its own schar, which is what Hashem does for us, is He created us to be able to claim our own schar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mevater on His own achdus, the chesed of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevater on His own achdus, and even though Hashem is really kulay chesed, oylam chesed ibane, the world was created with chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mevater on that, and he created something called Midas Hadin, which the Sfarim call a Koyach Sheni. That's not the Iker Kavan of the Bria, that there should be punishments. The Iker thing of the Bria is that there should be Schar. That's the reason the world was created. But in order to facilitate that working properly, there needs to be a Koyach of Din in the world, just for the purpose of ultimately going back to being a HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Chesed. The Din is a temporary thing in the world. So Hashem was mevater, a step down on his achdus to create two anagas for the ultimate having a gewaldige, gewaldige chesed. And it's not just one Hashem with one anaga, but it's Hashem who is mative to Nevraim, who were boicher batayv, and are being makabel schar. Now we'll say a similar thing from a different angle. Because now it's not Hashem Echad anymore, to a certain extent. The Karban Taida in Parshas Emor, so it says v'chisikrevu. Someone whose life is saved, from one of the four ways, he was in prison, or he was haylech bayam, whatever the different things were, he was cured from an illness. So he brings a Karban thanking Hashem. If you bring a carbon to thank Hashem, you should bring it l'ratzayn. So Frek the Chuvis Einig Yantif in his Akdama says, and we all learned the Gemara in the first parak in Rosh Hashanah, every carbon is l'ratzayn. You can't bring a carbon. Someone can't bring a carbon against his will. It's not considered a good carbon. If we have to force him, it's kaifin. I say actually I'm a ratzani. But every carbon is l'ratzaynay. Every carbon has to be a person's rut. A person wants to bring a carbon. It's not a carbon if it doesn't come from the fact that a person wants to bring a carbon. It's possible. Bal Karcha is possible. So why do you need Frektayin again? Why do you need by a carbon taida that the Pasuk should stress again and repeat, L'ritzaynchem, it should be with your will. Why repeat it by carbon taida? We go on. That's the Makar. Right. Okay, so over there. No, it's over there. That's the makar for the halacha. It has to be the ratzon.
Rashi says even if it's not ratzon,
then
Rashi says
it'd
be forcing. So it's the same thing here.
No. Well, so that's that halacha. But why do we have to say the word ratzon chem again? All karbonos are that halacha.
You shouldn't say
anything. Say the chiy says b'chuzav achtay de lasha.
How do you know the halacha?
Right? Because we know there's a halacha that halacha parash vayikra is like all karbonos.
Oh, because
Yakrevayis is a halacha that applies to all karbonos. Yeah, in the beginning of vayikra. The psukim go on, it says a few halachas here of the carbon taida, and then it says, "Ushmartem mitzvayse basisim." I say, "Ani Hashem, I am Hashem." V'loisachadlu es shein kodshi. Don't be machalal my holy name. V'nikdashti v'seich b'nei Yisrael. There'll be a kiddush Hashem because of Klal Yisrael. Ani Hashem mikadishchem. I am Hashem. So we have here right when we finish talking about the carbon taida, I am Hashem. Don't create a chilul Hashem. Rather be Makadish Hashem, I am Hashem. What is this? The Ani Yantav asks this kasha. What is this? Ani Hashem? Vaisachalu Ani Hashem. What's it got to do with carbon taida? What's going on over here? And here we get to the other way that we could look at the world as being a step down. There's no purpose in creating us without giving us Bechira. The whole chiddush of Adam is that we can choose, which we can choose. Hakol v'idei Shemayim, chutz me'iras Shemayim. Iras Shemayim is not in the hands of Hashem; it's in our hands. We get to choose. But before man was created, Hashem was the absolute king. Nothing happened in this world. Neged deratzin Hashem. Nothing happened and nothing could happen against Hashem's will. Hashem's malchus was absolute. As soon as Adam was created, it was what the Sfarim called a shiur, something left over, something taken away from the malchus of Hashem. There are some things now that are kaviyachol out of Hashem's reach. Hakol bidei Shemayim chutz me'iras Shemayim. It's not Hakol bidei Shemayim anymore. Adam was created on Friday. And since Adam is the one who's Mamlech Hashem, so therefore the Shir Shel Yoyim of Friday is Hashem Malach. But someone once pointed out, that's why it's Hashem Malach. Hashem Malach means Hashem was king. Until I came. Until I showed up. And until I showed up, Hashem was the absolute king. But now that I'm here, there's a chisaron in his malchus. Hashem Malach. That's a gewaldige thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. That's a step down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mevater. Before we spoke about Hashem being mevater on some of the achdus of Hashem, of the oneness of Hashem. Now we see Hashem was mevater on some of the malchus of Hashem. There was no such a thing as something, not a tenuah in the Bria that could go against Hashem's will until we showed up. And now things could go against Hashem's will. That's a gewaldige vitur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in his malchus. For what purpose? Because ultimately when we'll use that power to be Mamluch Hashem and to serve Hashem, it'll be even the greatest honor to Hashem. That given the choice, we chose to honor Him. That's even the greatest honor. So again, Hashem took that step down for the purpose of the ultimate Malchus Shemayim, which is when you have a Melech with an Am, that's Mamluchim. Zogte Einig Yantif, someone is saved. Why are you saved? Why are you happy to be alive? So you can enjoy life? You're happy to be alive so you can do what you came to this world to do, which is to have Bechir and to choose Toiv. He says Bechuzevach Toidel Hashem. When you're bringing a carbon Toidel to Hashem, Lirtzoinchem Tizbachu, bring the carbon because you're grateful that you have Ratzin. For your Ratzin, you have choice. You have your own Ratzin. Your Ratzin is independent of Hashem's Ratzin. He says Bechuzevach Toidel Hashem, Lirtzoinchem Tizbachu, bring the carbon as a celebration of your Bechira. Lirtzoinchem. And it could be, he says a little bit differently than I'm going to say now, the Ani Yantif. But it could be that that's the Ani Hashem v'lo yisachalu lo Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem before I created Adam. I was the absolute Hashem. And Ani Hashem after Adam. I'm the absolute Hashem. But in between, that there's this Adam in the Bria, v'lo yisachalu lo Hashem kachi. Use the responsibility carefully. Lo yisachalu lo Hashem kachi. Don't be mechalal my name, v'nikdashti v'soich v'nei Yisrael. So that's why we have Ani Hashem. Now Hashem creates Adam. Hashem says, now I just gave you a very big responsibility. Don't be mechalal my name. V'nikdashti v'soich b'nei Yisrael adarabam. Be mekadesh my name. And then ultimately, what happens, L'asad Lavi? We return back to Ani Hashem.
The purpose of Hashem was controlling everything originally. And Hashem made it that we should be, it should come that we should be mamlechem. So then how could you say Hashem will be mehefteisa? Hashem's giving it in our control that we should mamlechem. If you're saying b'shores, then it's
the purpose. Ask me afterwards. There's a chazal, I'm just going to enter 1 second, and then we'll talk about it afterwards. There's a chazal that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was he'emin be'olam ha'yubaroi. Hashem had faith in His world and He created it. Hashem created the world with the confidence that the world is going to use the ultimately, maybe not always, but ultimately the world will use its responsibility properly. That's part of the idea of Hashem. And this explains to us why we find, and we say this again and again on Rosh Hashanah, it's good to think about, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimlech. All the Malachim say Hashem Melech, all the people say Hashem Malach. Melech, Malach, Yimlech. There's three stages in Malchus Shemayim. There's Hashem used to be Melech, like the Hashem Malach of the Shir Shal Yom of Yom Shishi, the Malchus of before Briyas Adam. Then there's Hashem Melech, the Malchus of Hashem during Briyas Adam, that Hashem is king and hopefully we're adding to His Malchus with our Bechira. And then there's Hashem Yimlech, the ultimate Malchus, after we finish this our job in this world, the ultimate Malchus of Hashem that returns back to even a greater Malchus. It's not stand like this past, present, and future. So we say Hashem was king, is king, will be king. Hashem is king. There's three separate stages. Hashem was king, Hashem is king, Hashem will be king. It's like the before the world, during the world, after the world. Three separate stages in the Malchus of Hashem. And even in the middle, when we have these two Hanagas, Chesed and Din, but obviously the root of it is Chesed. The ultimate focus, the ultimate goal, what Hashem really wants is chesed. Hashem doesn't want to punish. Hashem doesn't want that there should be bad in the world. Hashem wants chesed. Sometimes He has to use this show, this fake, when I say fake, I mean it's not His real midah. this shitchias the gemida called in order to bring the world to its ultimate chesed. Which brings us to Rosh Hashanah. Adam was created on Rosh Hashanah. Zeh hayoyim tchilas ma'asecha. Adam was created on Rosh Hashanah. And we can understand something now that maybe we never understood so clearly before. There was a big kitrug to the creation of Adam. The Malachim were not happy that Adam was being created. And they said, as Rashi says in Parashas Noach, Ma enosh ki tizkerenu. What is this man that you're mentioning him? The Malachim told Hashem, don't create Adam. And when we were children, and we heard this chazal, we were like, okay, the Malachim were jealous. But now that we're mature and we realize that Malachim don't have jealousy, Malachim are created as the servants of Hashem. That means there was something for the honor of Hashem that the Malachim felt that Adam is not appropriate. Malachim, they're part of the Tzva Hashem. And now that we've said this Hakdama, we see very clearly. The creation of man is a step down for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's a lack of achdus of Hashem. It's a lack of malchus of Hashem. The Kavod Shemayim took a big blow at the creation of man. And we understand that the Malachim that were created for the purpose of giving honor to Hashem, they said, Ma enosh kisiz kerenu ven adam kisif kedenu. What is this? What are you doing? Why are you giving your malchus away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why are you doing that? Now the answer is, so that ultimately the malchus will be restored even much greater than before. Because the malchus will come from the rotzayin of that nivra, it will be restored to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Like we always say, the mashal that when our child is forced to listen to us, it's not half the nachas to a father, but when our child chooses on his own accord to listen to us, that's a much greater honor. There's not such a great honor in someone who's forced to honor. That's why all these kings, these dictators, the whole thing is a bit of a joke. He feels so good getting all the honor, but someone will be shot if they don't do it. It's a little bit of a joke, but if there would be no such a thing as someone would be shot for not doing it, and still they would all come to give him kavod, that's real honor. And that's what the story is over here. That's not for now. But if you remember, I will tell you after. So when Rosh Hashanah comes every year, this is the Yesod of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah comes every year, it's the day of the creation of man. And the day of the creation of man, that kitrug, Ma Enosh Ki Tizkerenu, rises again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at this Nivra and he's like, okay, is he living up to the reason I created him? And the kitrug arises, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did you do? You gave your malchus away to this man. Hashem Malach, what did you do? So the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah, our job on Rosh Hashanah, and it's before the Yemei Tshuva, it's before we start saying Al Chet. The Avodah of Rosh Hashanah is to show that we're heading towards returning the Malchus to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's our goal. And if we can show that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, that's why I created Adam. We have to show that we're taking our Bechira responsibly. We're taking responsibility. Hashem gave us Bechira, we're going to use it well. And that's why we are Mamluch Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem gave his Malchus away to create man. There's a big kitrug. Hashem, why are you giving your Malchus away? We hope that Hashem will be able to answer, look what they're doing with the Malchus I gave them. They're returning it right to me. They're blowing a shofar, Yechi HaMelech. That's why I created man. So that's the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah, is to be Mamluch Hashem. Tshuva comes afterwards, but the first is to be Mamluch Hashem, that I'm recognizing and restoring the Malchus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Rav Dessler says, Bechira means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the choice, and our Avodah is to act as if we have no choice. We give the Bechira back to Hashem. The zikaron l'toyva that Hashem is zeicher is that he remembers what his purpose is in creating man. What was it like before he created man, and what did he want to accomplish with creating man? Hashem looks deeper. When we remember something, we look in deeper. The Malchus causes the Zichronus to happen. By being Mamlech Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to paskin on the Riyas HaAdam based on what the purpose was. Because man is fulfilling that purpose. So the Shofar accomplishes, we're Mamlech Hashem, and that causes Hashem, Sheyala Zichronechem Lefanei L'Toiva. Now I remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Now this is Ma'ayir by me, that Zikaron of why I created Adam. But if we were quiet and we didn't anoint Hashem, Hashem would have no reason to remember why He created us. Because we're not heading towards that goal. So the Malchus inspires the Zichronus. It's two levels. We're Mamlech Hashem, and Hashem is, that's the Adam, that's the ultimate Zikaron, that's what I wanted. The shofar is ear being blown into a behema. Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. That's what Hashem did to us when He created us. We were created out of a physical guf with ear being blown in. Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. That was how Adam was created. And when we trumpet Hashem's malchus with a shofar, what we're saying is that we recognize that our whole existence, our whole chayim, is for the purpose of restoring the Malchus Shemayim. It's reminiscent of the original creation of Adam, which was the time Hashem gave us His Malchus, and we recall that and we give the Malchus back to Hashem. The Torah says that La'asilavai, every Rosh Chodesh will be a yantif, like any yantif, like Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. Every Rosh Chodesh will be a full-fledged yantif. And when you have a day that La'asilavai is going to be a full-fledged yantif, that means that there are seeds of La'asilavai in that day. There's something about that day that's La'asilavai dik. That now it's a ktsas yantif, and La'asilavai, it's going to flower into a full-fledged yantif. Rosh Chodesh is the day that the moon reappears. And we know that one of the indications of La'asilavai is L'malois Pegimas HaLavana. When the chisaron of the levana, the miyat of the levana, will be nismale, will be restored to its former godless, the moon. Rosh Chodesh, which is the chiddush halavana, represents the first step towards the miloy halavana. It's a tiny, tiny levana, but it's recreated. It's heading towards becoming bigger. It's not heading downhill. It's heading uphill. It's heading towards me. Avada, in our monthly cycle, it never gets to the size that it was then, than it was when it was the same size as the sun. But it's a mashal to us, it represents to us, the moon is going to get bigger now. When it gets smaller and smaller and smaller, it's miyut halavana, it's always nismayat. But relatively speaking, when it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller, there's a miyut halavana. When it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, it's heading towards L'malois Pegimas HaLavana. And we discovered a shla a few months ago that says, and I'm not going to attempt to explain it now, I have a few ideas about it, but it seems that as the more I looked into it, the more I realized how beyond me this shla is, and I gave up. It seems to be built on very, very, very deep, deep things that are not for now. But the words that he says are that when the moon was made small, that's what brought the Yetzirah into the world. Those are the words that he says. He says, we've learned from Sfarim and from Misayfrim or Misfarim that when the moon became small, that kitruv that made the moon small, that's what brought the Yetzirah into the world. That's what the Shlosh says. Why that's true and how that works, I'm not gonna attempt right now. But that's what the Shlosh HaKadosh says. Now, based on that, now we look at Rosh Chodesh even more significantly. The Miut HaLavana represents a world with the Yetzirah, a world with Bechira. The Lamalois Begimas HaLavana represents a world where the Yetzirah has been defeated. Right? If the Miut HaLavana brought the Yetzirah into the world, then restoring the Yetzirah restoring the moon to its former glory represents defeating the Yetzirah. So Rosh Chodesh represents to us the first step towards defeating the Yetzirah, towards returning to the full Malchus Shemayim, the way we were talking until now. So Rosh Chodesh is a day where the moon is very, very, very small. There's no Miloy HaLavana. It's very, very, very small. But it's heading towards Lamalois Begimas HaLavana. And that's the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah that we're talking about. Our being Mamlech Hashem and Rosh Hashanah is right now we're in the lower form of Malchus Shemayim. It's not Hashem Echad Ushma Echad. We have Bechira. There's Ra in the world. There's a Yetzirah in the world. There's all kinds of things neged Hashem in the world. But by us being Mamlech Hashem, by us anointing Hashem, we're taking steps towards the ultimate Hashem Yimlech Lo'ilam Vod, to ultimately defeating the Yetzirah. That's what we just described, what Rosh Hashanah is, the two steps. I'm Mamlech the Hashem of now, so to speak. And that brings the world closer to the Hashem Yimlech Lo'ilam Vod, to V'haya Hashem L'melech Al Kol Ha'aretz. So that's why Rosh Hashanah is described as these two parts. Tiku b'chayde shayfar b'kesel yom chageinu. It's a kesel. The moon is covered. We have a yontif where the moon is covered. What do we mean the moon is covered? There's a yetzahara. There's a lack of malchus shemayim in the world. There's bechira in the world. There's a shir. Akol b'day shemayim chutz me'iras shemayim. But it's b'chaydesh. But the moon was neschadish today. It's heading in the direction of Hashem Yimlech. And that's the day, that's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a day that we look at the Malchus Shemayim the way it is now, in the Olam Hazeh form of Malchus Shemayim. And by being Mamlech Hashem, we take the steps towards the ultimate Hashem Yimloch. And Rosh Chodesh is a day that we look at the moon in its Miut, but we take steps towards the ultimate Miloy HaLavana. So Tiku b'Chodesh Shofar, the day of Rosh Hashanah is Dafka, day of Rosh Chodesh, which is a day that's going to turn into La'asad Lavoi. It's the steps towards La'asad Lavoi. A day that we recognize that the whole Miut HaLavana is really for the purpose of bringing out a greater Malchus Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to apologize for being Mamayit the Lavana. Only in as much as we don't recognize the greatness that's going to come out for making the Levana smaller, does Hashem have to say, Haviu alai kafara, shemiyatati as Levana. But if I recognize that the whole Miut HaLavana is just going to bring about an even greater Kavod Shemayim, an even greater Malchus Shemayim, so there's no Haviu alai kafara. Zokter Beinu Mishulam, there's no carbon soyer of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. There's one hanhaga. There's no two hanhagas. There's one hanhaga. Mishpat is there's two hanhagas. Well, that's what we've been talking about. Chayik is that's the reality. It's really Hashem is kulei chesed. Mishpat, that's the stage, the middle stage of this world with this chesed and this din. Tiku b'chaydesh shayfer. Blow shayfer b'chaydesh when the levana is getting bigger. It's heading towards asad lavai. Despite the fact that it's, you know, I shouldn't say this, but even though now it's bakesel yom chageinu, even though now it's covered, ki chayk li Yisraelu, because really the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanaga is chayk. There's only one hanaga. Despite the fact that now it's Mishpat Leilake Yaakov, there's a Mishpat, there's a Din and a Chesed. And that's the pshat that it says that when we blow shofar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oyla Mikisei Din, the Yosha, and the Medrash says it on this Tikva B'Chei the shofar. It's really darshan from, it says, Ola Elikim V'Srua, Hashem B'Kol Shofar, we say before Tkiyas Shofar, Rosh Hashanah. It says that when we blow shofar, Hashem stands up from his Kisei Din, and he sits on his Kisei Rachamim. Ola Elikim V'Srua, Elikim is Din. Hashem gets up, the din, Hashem gets up from the din with the strua. Hashem, the Kol Shofar. He's the Hashem, the Shem of Rachamim, the Kol Shofar. But the Medrash says it on this pasuk. Ma shofar zeh, machnes bezu, maitzi bezu. Just like a shofar, you blow into one side and it comes out on the other side. Kach ani oimid me kisei adin v'yoshev al kisei rachamim. V'hoifich l'chemidas adin l'midas rachamim. Why? Because if by blowing shofar we announce that we are heading towards that ultimate chesed. We are heading towards that Hashem yimloch. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to use his midas adin to set us in line. We're heading in the right direction. Hashem is Oyla from the Kisei Din and Yeshiva on the Kisei Racham. So now for the halacha lemaisa of this. Our being Mamlech Hashem, we mention, is to fill the gap that there's Hashem. Hashem gave us over some of His malchus. There's an area that there's a chutz, and we want to fill in that chutz. In Shemayim, where Hashem is Melech, and this is the thought that I have something to think about practically for us to think about heading towards Rosh Hashanah. In Shemayim, it's not just that from everything that exists in Shemayim, Hashem is the highest. Hashem's malchus is much more broad than that. In Shemayim, there is nothing else besides the Malchus Shemayim. Everything that exists is just for the service of Malchus Shemayim. L'mashal, I was talking to Nashi, actually fighting with Nashi about this a few weeks ago. David HaMelech says that when I leave the Beis Medrash, they chased me out of being in the Beis Medrash when he had to go to Muhammad, and they're telling me to go serve other gods. So the Gemara says, "V'chisala al daitcha David Melech Yisrael has a taiva to be over Avodah Zarah." You really think that's David HaMelech is afraid of? He's going to leave Beis Medrash. He's going to go do Avodah Zarah. Ella zok Chazal to Sifri actually. Ella, kol ha'poyrish mi divrei Torah, whoever separates himself from divrei Torah, it's as if he's being heilich and going to do avodah zarah. Someone who separates himself from divrei Torah, it's as if he's going to do avodah zarah. So Rav Gold is very misfall from this. That's all you have to do. You stop learning Torah, it's as if you're being avodah avodah zarah. What does that mean? It doesn't say that, it says Ki'ilu. It doesn't say that. So he says like this, and this is this Vart that's, I think is very, very, very negeh for Rosh Hashanah. Avodah Zarah is serving other gods. That's Avodah Zarah. Right? Avodah Zarah is serving other gods. But the truth is that compare the Malchus on this world to the Malchus in Shemayim. In Shemayim, it's not the Pshat, like we said before, that there's a Hashem and then there's all kinds of other things. In Shemayim, every single thing that exists, every malach, every makan, every single thing that exists, is just for the proper kavod of the Malchus Shemayim. It's all for the purpose of the Rabbanu Shleilu. Kulay Omer Kavod. There's only the Rabbanu Shleilu. Kavod Shemayim fills the whole Shemayim. HaShemayim Esaprim Kavod Keil. In this world, we've fallen a little bit short of that. Even if we're ready to be Mamluch the Rabbanu Shleilu, to be the ultimate Melech, the ultimate Madrega, the ultimate Melech on us, but then there's other things those are secondary things. So I have my most important thing is the Rabbanu Shleilu, which is a big accomplishment. And my second most important thing is my job. And my third most important thing is my car. And my fourth most important thing is my house. All those things are also independently important to me. That's not fully being Mamluch Hashem. Fully being Mamluch Hashem is, there's one important thing to me, and that's serving Hashem. Now, in order to serve Hashem, I need to have a job. In order to serve Hashem, I need to have a car. In order to serve Hashem, I need to eat. All in order to serve Hashem. That's a reflection of Malchus Shemayim. That all the pratim that exists are all part of serving Hashem. Not that there's Hashem, he's the most important, but then there's second, and then there's third. They're also important. There's nothing else. There's just the Rabbanu Shleilu. And everything else is under that umbrella, is under that kivun, focused on serving Hashem. This is mine? Sure. And that's what it means by David HaMelech. David HaMelech says, as soon as I separate myself from Divrei Torah, my priorities might shift. Certain things in my life might start having their own independent value to me. When I stay attached to Torah and I stay completely davuk in Hashem, then I can look at everything through the eyes of Hashem. But if I separate myself from Avodah Zarah, a little bit, maybe something will have an independent value. It's an Avodah Zarah. It's Zar, it's a strange Avodah. It's not being looked at in relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Kol HaPorish V'Divrei Torah, is Ke'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah, because it is, in a very, very, very dakos dika way, a certain element of Avodah Zarah. Because it has its own value. So when we talk about being Mamluch Hashem, and the goal is to be Mamluch Hashem down here, like Nekadish Hashem Chavoelim Kishem Shemagdish Hamayisi B'Shnei Marim, that should be a reflection of what it's like in Shemayim. So that means the goal is that the Malchus Shemayim should encompass, that everything in my life should be prioritized based on the way it should be prioritized, based on what I need to serve the Rabbanu Shleilu. And it's really in Mesilas Yesharim and Perek Aleph. Nimtzinu lemeidim ki ikr mitzias haadam ba'olam hazeh hu rak l'kayim mitzvus v'lavad v'lamid ben nisayin. The ikr existence of a person in this world is just to do mitzvus, to serve Hashem, to be oimid ben nisayinus. V'hanoyis haolam, and the pleasures of the world, he doesn't seem not to have them, but the pleasures of the world, ein roi she'yeloi elo le'ezer l'siyua b'lvad. The purpose, they should be a help and an assistance in serving Hashem. So that means he's not saying serve Hashem and also enjoy the world. There's two important things. No, he's saying serve Hashem and all the other things should be helping in serving Hashem. There's a makom for these things. A person needs to have nachas ruach, he needs to have yishuv hadas, he needs to be able to relax, whatever it is. But it's all because he has this focus on serving Hashem. L'man yuchal lefanos libi al ha'avodah. But it's roi for him kol rak, that his entire focus should be just on the Rabbanu Shleilu, v'shalayi shum tachlis acher, and he shouldn't have any other purpose b'chol ma'isa shayase, in anything that he does, im gadol v'im katan, whether small or big, ela lehiskarei ve'elav yisbarach, only to become close to Hashem, v'lishbar kol ha'mechitzos, and to break all the boundaries ha'mafsikos b'nei l'bein kainei, that separate between him and his creator. I think that thinking along these lines gives us a little bit more of a realistic job to do on Rosh Hashanah. when we hear the blowing of the shofar, it's very easy for us to say, yeah, Hashem is Melech. None of us doubt that Hashem is Melech. Hashem is the King. But it's maybe an exercise, maybe it's an avodah for us to do, is to assess our lives, each component of our life, and to, are we looking at it just in terms of how it helps us serve Hashem? That's a tremendous avodah. That's a very broad avodah, and that's mamash the avodah of Rosh Hashanah, I think. That's being mamlech Hashem. That's making Hashem melech. There's one thing in my life. Hashem is King. What do you mean? You do a lot of things. Yeah, but all of them I do looking through Hashem's glasses. How much of a priority are they in the eyes of Hashem? And is it? And you see it. You see it even in the world of learning. It's easy to say that you see it in business or you see it in hobbies, that someone who takes it too far or it affects his avodah or he does it be'isser or things like that, that obviously it's taken on a life of its own. It's easy to see it there. But even in learning sometimes, in learning, in doing mitzvahs, there are people sometimes who fall into the trap of learning. There are people sometimes who fall into the trap of learning because it takes on a life of its own, because it makes me feel good, because I want to be able to teach, I want to be able to feel great about myself, I want to be able to impress people. I could do mitzvahs because I look very good in shul with that good esrig. Even within my avodas Hashem, things could take on a life of their own. And that's something to think about. Am I doing, even my avodas Hashem, am I doing l'shem shamayim? I'll end off, my Rosh Hashiva once said, it says, Amul Pnei HaMenorah Ya'iru Shiva Saneiris. Amul Pnei HaMenorah Ya'iru Shiva Saneiris means that the menorah had six branches and the middle branch, and all the neiris had to be facing the middle branch. So it says, Amul Pnei HaMenorah, to the middle branch, all seven neiris should be pointed. And the question is, of course the seventh one is pointed at itself. It should say, Amul Pnei HaMenorah Ya'iru Shesha Saneiris. The six side ones should be pointed to the middle one. He says, no, you see from there, he says, the side ones, those are all the different parts of my life. All the different aspects of my life. The main branch, the middle of the menorah, what we call the menorah, and the pirates call the menorah, that's the thread that's supposed to run through every part of my life of Kol Ma'aseh Chayil L'Shem Shamayim. All the branches lead to that one center point of Kol Ma'aseh Chayil L'Shem Shamayim. And when it says that even the middle branch has to face itself, he said, and I didn't understand it when he said it, but based on what I'm saying now, I do understand it. He says, even your L'Shem Shamayim has to be L'Shem Shamayim. We'll stop here.